Good morning, MGTOW man. This is some of the stuff that I make because, you know, you can't buy shit this. Well, you can, but, you know. But it's hard to buy really, 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 really good stuff. And have a guess what these are. I polished them up with Brasso, which is my own adapted formulation, which is Brasso. It tends to be a mixture of silica flour and iron oxide, which is jeweler's rouge, and some waxes and some deoxidizers and some oils and deodorized kerosene, I think. But what I do is, because it's expensive, I can get silica flour, you know, and a couple of teaspoons of that, one or two teaspoons of super fine sort of stuff will extend that mix out nearly forever, you know what I mean? Well, what these are is this. Where did I put that thing? Yeah, this is the gotta wipe the peanut butter off the ruler. Okay, well, that mark there, that's how deep, that's how long, this is part of a it was part of a tungsten carbide tool bit, so there's 50 millimetres and 50 millimetres inserted into that hole, right? And what these are is, this is a very light, what I call a light scriber. Get some more contrast. Yeah, that's very. This is a light pen type scriber, and it's just scratching lines into the surface of steel, you know. A little bit of zoom out. And that's just scratching. You know, scribing lines in the surface of steel and other metals, you know. It's a very hard tip. And the bar is drilled out, and then the some 5 minutes sort of epoxy is mixed up and properly, and then pushed up into the hole, and then the tungsten carbide piece is inserted, and then it's sharpened, you know. So that's a light scriber. As in light weight, you know what I mean? More pen type sort of style. And this is the heavy scriber. This is, well, this is my idea, I liked it. And that means, you know, you've got steel with a lot of fucking shit on it. You know, a lot of rust on it, thick, deep sort of rust, you know. I mean, I'm not infinite, you know what I mean? There's obviously a point where you grind all the fucking shit off the surface. But for heavy rusted sort of surfaces, where you've really got to go in and then, you know, you've got a big shaft to hold, you know. And these alloys, these tungsten carbide alloys, you see the banding in that? Get zoom in. You look very carefully, there's banding in it because they're formulated with different composite mixtures of different materials, being tungsten carbide, nickel, cobalt, all that sort of shit, you know what I mean? So that's why there's like about three or four layers in this sort of stuff, you know? And then there's a very hard cutting surface, you know? Well, that's a broken end mill. And this was some sort of insert that well, that's 50 millimeters of brass in there, or 50 millimeters of tungsten carbide, and each point, each time you point it, you can get about 11 kilometers of scribed line out of the tip, and then you repoint it before it starts to get a bit on the blunt side, you know. We'll say maybe 15 kilometers because the speeds are very low, the pressures are very low, it's not like cutting hard steel at very high speed, you know what I mean? So probably get about 15 k's out of each fucking tip, and then you re-grind it or re-hone it back by about 0.3 of a millimeter, so 50 times, we'll just say 30, but you want a bit of fucking 20 millimeters of material in there to hold it, you know what I mean? We'll just say 30, that's 90. 90 resharpens at 0.3 millimeter, and that's 90 times, so there's 90 resharpens in 30 millimeters of that tungsten carbide, you know, times 50. So that's 900. That's about around about 1,400 kilometers of scribed line you can make with this fucking, you know, scribe a big, big heavy, you know, big heavy, you know. And this is the light one, so yeah, that's how I sort of entertain myself. But you know, having fuck, where is the camera? But having I like making things, I like doing shit, you know what I mean? So, you know, while other people, you know, you try and buy a tungsten carbide scriber and the cunts will charge you an arm and a leg, and I can make one. I can make really good tungsten carbide scribers out of fucking, you know, scrap end mills and fucking bits and pieces, you know. Drills and broken off bits, I can do it, you know what I mean? And one of the things I'm particularly pleased about is that back in on Zoom is fucking crap on the bloody lens. Yeah, that should be a bit better. It's how that's better, sort of. How perfectly pointed, it's almost, it's not perfectly pointed, but, you know, for general human sort of fucking issues, it's perfectly pointed enough. And, quite sharp. God, the fucking lenses. Yeah, so that's yeah, these are only these only get polished up because I wanted to put them on camera. So you can go, you know, big straight edge, like a bar of steel or something, and you go bang, and then go rip, you know. That'll scribe a line through just about anything, you know. And, where's that one going? And this is for all the fine sort of, the final lines you want to mark out on steel and aluminium and galvanised iron and, you know, stainless steel and all this sort of stuff. This is the This is the lightweight. So that's what you can do with, you know, a bit of imagination, guys. I'm not paying hundreds of dollars, you know, or many, many dollars for fucking scribers. I'm making my own, and these are fucking... I like making stuff that's really good, and with a bit of luck, it's going to last a lifetime. So, thank you, Big Town Man. But...